That's in, see, Papa built in 1916 another house. We rented first for 18 years. Then Papa built in 16 in that stucco house on two-story with 10 rooms, five bedrooms, and pretty good size house, and 8 feet above the ground, a basement, what we call a basement, not below ground like in your country. Nothing can be built here below the ground because too much seepage. But then we had an inside coal bin where you put it, shoot, it's either delivered coal in wooden canvas bags at that time, and they shove it through this window. Now they did have coal trucks or wagons pulled by horses in those days, but to get it in this coal bin, why, they delivered to us in canvas bags, and then the nig delivering would empty the coal through this little window into the coal bin. Do you follow me on that? Then, now then upstairs now, there was a big bedroom on each side and a fireplace. That's the only heat we had. Then one bath. Then we had a back hall, stairs leading in the front upstairs. Then we had a stairway in the back hall leading upstairs.
Are you talking about the new house?
No, the old house. And we had only one bath and one toilet upstairs. And we boys, in our family, the five children, were three boys and two girls. Mama and the girls were up front of the house, Papa and we three boys in the back, two back bedrooms. And the middle bedroom where Papa was not too large, that was, oh heck, 12 or 12, we'll say something like that. But where we three boys were, that pretty good sized room. That was, oh, maybe 14 by 16, something like that. And on the other side was the toy, was a playroom for the girls and the wet boys, where we had soldiers, you know, wooden soldiers in those days and toys like that. No mechanical toys. And of course, we had wardrobes, not closets, wardrobes. You know what they are, wooden wardrobes.
Big, yeah.
I hope I'm giving you the right information that you want.
When did you move to this house?
In this house? 1927 in August. We built, I first bought the lot. Paid $800 cash for the damn thing. No improvements. No water, no gas, no telephone, no toilet. Had a cesspool in the back. And she lived next door. We moved in a month before we did. We lost her in the meantime. Anyway, the people across the street were living here. Now this had been filled, been raised. They had a 1-inch water line from Avenue R over there. This is P, Q, Q and a half R. And they were kind enough to let us connect. This 1-inch water line. And if I was lathered in the shower and they were using water, they had to wait until the pressure came back on. Man, it was rough at times. Everything, sand, you know, not a tree, nothing out there. Mean open country. Then they put a big drainage ditch down here. And that interrupted our transportation. By that, we had to cross each other's front yard to get out. In other words, they had the sand and big concrete drain. Let me show you.